Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes with each other. Well, hello, Nicole, and happy birthday to you. How was your birthday yesterday?
Thank you. It was good. It was good. You didn't really do much because when your wife wakes up at 3:30 in the morning to go to work, you kind of can't really do a whole lot in the middle of the week.
Wow, so, and she's back on the set now? She's back working on the set?
Yeah, she's back on the set for now. You know, they're being very, very diligent with their COVID testing. They've zoned everybody out, and, you know, they're like different zones aren't allowed to share, like restrooms, and she goes for COVID tests 2 times a week. So, you know, and then when, you know, for this last holiday, they did her, you know, when she started in the middle of the week, normally it's like the beginning of the week and the end of the week. But for her, what they did was they did the beginning of the week, then they did the middle of the week. And then we had Thanksgiving. And then on Friday, she had to overnight a home COVID test in order to be eligible to go back to work on Monday. So, yeah, so they're being very, very careful. And she's back there, you know, with the same grueling hours. But, you know, it is what it is. And she's just fortunate to be back.
Wow. Well, you know, thank God she's working, you know?
Yes, exactly. You know, the entertainment industry is like one of those things that, you know, it can go at any time. But for right now, her particular show has been so diligent, and they've had very, very few cases, you know, of COVID, you know, in that jurisdiction. So, and there's been nobody in her department. So, you know, it's so far so good.
Oh, good. That's wonderful news. So, you know, I'm so glad that, you know, it was your birthday yesterday and you had a little celebration. Do you want to share how old you are with us, or is it a secret?
No, I'm old. No, I turned 42 yesterday.
Wow, because when I knew you were a baby.
You know? I know. I'm a big girl.
You know, I just love that. I watched you grow up, girl. Happy birthday.
I'm sure
our listeners are like all, you know, wanting to. I wish we had like a chat, you know, more of a chat that you could see people chatting the way you can on Zoom and things here.
That would be awesome.
I'm going to put that in a suggestion box, you know. Like, we want people to be able to write, like, a little message to us if they need to.
Something there. Yeah, it would be nice, right?
That would be nice. Now, we have a lot of listeners, and they know the drill. If they want to talk to us, they have to press 1. But Jane, who's been going through a little bit of a hard time, I know she had messaged me yesterday if she could come talk to the show, and she's the 7220 number.
Yep, I recognize it.
Okay, so, I know.
Right.
It's funny.
And then I'm going to go duck in, and I'm going to screen anybody else that pressed 1. And again, guys, yeah, if you have a question for tonight, you want to chime in, press the number 1, and that'll give me the little alert that I need to pull you into the chat room. As always, the first caller is never screened. I will always identify you by the last 4 digits of your phone number. We are going out to our friend Jane, 7220, and here we go. Hello, Jane, you are on
Hi.
The air.
Hello. Hi, Jane. Are you feeling any better today? Did you go back to the doctor or anything?
No, because I only had 3 hours of sleep, and I have an appointment tomorrow with somebody new, and
okay,
we'll see how that one goes.
Good. Okay. Are you feeling any better today?
A little bit. So I'm hoping that there's another cause for those that lab result, because I was reading about it. It could even be the medication I take for blood pressure.
Right. That's what I'm more thinking. More thinking.
I kind of just, you know, drop it for now because it'll drive me crazy. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Cardiologist, actually?
No, I have an appointment with a New York cardiologist on televisit in a couple, but not for a few weeks. So this is a primary care, and he's not even around. It's going to be his nurse practitioner because he's away, but I'll get the ball rolling.
Okay,
so,
good.
So we'll see. I don't know. So I'm a little tired. You know, last night was kind of, yes. And,
right.
In the meantime, I was one of my friend John, will call him if that's okay.
Sure.
You know how he ducked out of my life when he thought I might be seeing somebody that I used to date?
Yes.
And
I remember.
Wow, that was really brutal. I thought it was understood with just friends, you know.
Well, I think I've been telling you for years that this man has stepped up to the plate, loaning you money, being there for you, because he just wants to be your friend. And he never minded when you weren't with him sexually, or as long as he thought you didn't want anybody.
Yeah,
but
I
then
think
when
that.
He realized you wanted another person, then he got really jealous and angry.
Yeah, not wanted, but, you know, was open to it.
Yeah, well.
So we know where that went with that other, with the other person, right? Ugh.
Right. Well, now, have you talked to him at all since this?
No. In fact, I even tried calling him after, you know, the thing with the other person fizzled out anyway. And I said, you know, I miss talking to you. And, you know, so I think that made it pretty clear. And no response, no answer. I think I tried calling a couple of times. I mean, I know I'm long enough where I can annoy him on the phone, you know.
Right.
I tried calling a couple more times and not picking up. So that's that, you know, but I'm just, you know, there are times like this, I wouldn't mind talking to him. And, you know, as, you know, it goes both ways, of course. He calls me when he has stuff going on, but,
of course.
Which is, but, you know, so I just wanted to verify it's kaput, you know, because.
Well, for now, he's punishing you, okay? I don't see it forever.
Okay.
I don't see it forever. Yeah. He's going to, like, probably make you wait a full year. How long has it been since you talked to him?
Maybe March, April.
Okay. So
around April.
I would say maybe another 2-3 months he'll contact you. Okay.
I'm suffering. Yeah.
So that if you ever dare think about having another man, he won't talk to you. Because remember, he isn't just being a friend to you. He always wanted more from you.
I guess so, yeah. He always denies it, but, you know. Yeah.
No, and because he knows that you don't really want him that way, but he still harbors this hope that one day you might change your mind. But so it doesn't look like your friendship is over. He's just really making you suffer. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, I don't want to lose friends either. I mean, relationships are different. You know, that kind of relationship is different. But you know, we're not spring chickens. He's several years older than I am, even. So, you know, it's. It's not like this, like a million years ago, you know, with
waiting
everything.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can live without his friendship, but I miss it.
Right.
You
but
know?
Also with COVID, you think sometimes this is supposed to be wake up calls to people. Don't be idiots. You know, like call people, talk to them. You know, he loves that you've been trying to contact him, though. He knows you've been contacting him. You know, he knows.
Yeah,
that.
I did a couple of times. I didn't go crazy. I mean, I left a couple of messages here and there, spaced him out, and then, you know, that's it. But, you know, but it's never going to happen, that any kind of romance is this. Well, something else I was going to say was on the tip of my tongue, and I don't remember. Oh, yeah. I guess it's like they never outgrow second grade, because he always would tease me. He would never compliment my looks or anything. Not that there's anything to compliment now, or say I, you know, was attractive or say he would tease me, call me Bigfoot and stuff like that.
Well, that's the way boys, you know, when they like you, they tease you. And, you know, that's his nature. And also, if he really had wanted you in a more romantic way, he would have had to act in a different way than he acted. You know, just, teasing you and all of that.
He's going to make you
want him that way.
All right. So it's not, I don't think I'm first on his mind, and that's okay.
But,
you know, with everything.
He thinks about you.
All right. Yeah, because I don't want to lose any more friends. It's been a very transitional time. You know, my friend Hillary, I named her by name. She's not talking to me. We were like family, you know, so that's gone. Don't know what I did, but, you know.
But, you know, it's funny with certain people. They have a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde personality. And when they're younger, we tend to bring out the best in them. But as they start getting older, that other uncomfortable sides comes out. And sometimes people need to talk. I mean, you know, just explain what maybe you did or didn't do. But she was getting mean to you anyway. So I think you were taking a lot of her meanness for way too long. And sometimes when these people think they're screwing us over by cutting us out, it's really what the universe wants. They didn't want her abusing you anymore.
It's interesting. And this is kind of mean, but I had an acquaintance that, you know, I knew on Facebook that helped me get my apartment. And I lived in the complex when I first started moving down here. He and his wife were my neighbors. And I asked my friend, you know, who, to look at that old apartment with him. She didn't even tell me how bad it was. I don't know why, but she said, I wouldn't mind it. But that's another story. But after that, she made it pretty obvious. She had a crush on this man who's much older than both we are. And he's married. And she was so obvious. She couldn't hide it. I mean, I know her so well. And he didn't like her. He actually called me up and said, she's not your friend.
everybody else could see it, including me, that she's not your friend. And, you know, she was jealous of you and disempowering of you. So certain people, you know, we miss them because, you know, she's the kind of person you miss when you're not near her. But if you were to spend any time with her, you'll know why you're not near her, because she's got that kind of personality. So, you know. I'm more concerned that you don't let all this break your heart, please. You know, just relax. He will call you. Give it a few months. He's just making sure.
Yeah.
You'll think twice before you ever look at another man.
I definitely will sacrifice myself if something comes up for him, right? Okay. you know, I'm not expecting, you know, anything like that. And, you know, the other, that possibility, oh my God, what 30 years does.
Oh yeah.
I can't believe I looked twice at that guy 30 years ago. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I can live without the friendship. It's just, you know, I'm really more concerned with getting my health back in shape and stuff like that. But,
That looks better here on your health too. So just go to the doctor, do what you got to be doing, and you know, look forward to 2021, please. We're almost there.
I hope so. I hope that for all of us.
Let's march forward. You know, let's all keep marching forward. Well, call in again, and good luck to you, and have happy holidays.
All right, and happy birthday, Nicole. And I'll talk to you soon. Okay. And I'll call you for my reading soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, sure. No worries.
Bye.
So, everybody, happy birthday to you, Nicole. Okay, so let's see. We have Leslie. Have we ever read her before?
For Leslie, yes. We have read Leslie before, and then actually after Leslie, we are going to have Lily, and Lily is a first-time caller. Yay! So, we are going to go out to Leslie, and Leslie is calling us from Florida, and basically, Cindy, something's got to give. She just needs a general reading. What's up with 2021, Sin? So here we go, out to Florida, and we're going to speak to Leslie. Hello, Leslie. You are on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Nicole.
So you kind of telling us you've had enough of 2020?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, are you feeling a little isolated during all of this?
I'm isolating on purpose.
Okay, yeah, of course. It makes sense to be doing that. But now, specifically, romance, love, you know, what is it that you specifically want to know about?
Really not even interested in romance or love, if you can believe that. So I guess we'll just concentrate on work.
Yeah, because actually, that's, I got all these money cards, so I'm like, I hope she's, you know, more concerned about money than love, because there is love in the sort of showing up, but mostly what's showing up is money looks like it's going to be okay in the future. Were you thinking of a new job at all? Because there's like, you got the Ace of Pentacles, which can be a new job if you want
to. I've been thinking about it. I'm not 100% sure what I'm thinking about is buying a house in 2021.
That actually, you know, you have a lot of good money cards here. Okay, so that looks doable for you, buying a house. You know, again, another job is another possibility here. You know, you have an unusual alignment of cards because it's all concerned with money, and there's a couple of different things that kind of could go one way or the other, like getting this other job. Looks like if you get another job, you might have to learn a little something, but money would be very good. The house looks very doable, and it might take you about another 6 months to a year. When were you wanting to buy this house?
That sounds about right. I'm not rushing into it.
Okay, it's not tomorrow, the house, but it is within 2021 if you wanted it.
Okay.
And so, you know, you don't have bad cards. It almost looks like, you know, let's get your house, the home, because if you had that, I think you'd be a lot happier. And then a lot of other things will follow through. I mean, there is love showing up, so I know you're not even concentrating on that, but
That's
like, let's get your home. You have the most money cards I've seen in anybody's cards in a long time. It does show you're not particularly loving your current job, but you could certainly get this was a better paying job showing up here too. So are you thinking of putting out resumes or looking now?
Yes, I am.
I know everybody's been a little slow on this because we're in the middle of COVID. Remember, this is a sort of a pause year, but it's not supposed to derail us. So I would kind of advise you to start looking for something else. It's kind of similar to what you do, but not exactly. Do you have an idea of what you want to be doing?
I enjoy what I do now, which I do buying. So I wouldn't mind staying in that field, but maybe just a little different one.
Because it looks like maybe buying is a different product line or something.
Right. Something like that.
Something that yields more money but won't take you long to learn. So you actually have very good cards. There's no bad cards in your alignment. You're actually a pleasure to read. There is time for, you know, change. And the home seems like that's your number one goal, and focusing on that would be the best thing you could do. You know, and do you know where you want to live? Because it doesn't look like a big move.
I do want to stay in the area where I live now. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, so I wouldn't mind staying in this area.
Right, because it's not a big move here. It's just a nice home. Are you looking currently at all?
I started looking online on Zillow and Realtor and all that stuff.
Right, and just start looking so you kind of get more of an idea of what you want. In the law of attraction, you need to visualize, like, what your ideal house would be like so that it can help manifest. And it's funny, when you want to manifest a house, when I needed to manifest the house I live in now, my husband and I were cross-country skiing, and I needed to leave my co-op. And I cross-country ski, and I say to God, I need to manifest a house. So we go back to the hotel where we're staying, and they go, look, there's no heat in here. You have to stay in the house next door. Now, all of a sudden I said, oh, I manifested a house. I didn't just mean for now. I meant a house for me and, you know, TJ to live in. And the universe said, you have to be a little more specific, Cindy. You got to tell us what you wanted. And when I saw that house, there were so many things that I liked about it. I said, well, I want a house like that. And so the house we live in looks a lot like the house and has a lot of the same things in it. So you want to be, like, specific as to what you want, specific about the price as well, what you can afford, and let that happen. Because you have what's called the world, which is a five-year period in which anything you want is yours. It should have really started spinning in 2020, but this is a year that, since it's a pause year, the universe is starting things like the world spinning, not from 2020 to 2025, but from 2021 to 2026. So that's why this is a good time for you to make any changes that you want to make, including like looking for another job, getting your home. So you don't, you know, this is looks like a very good year for you, 2021 coming up. Again, we just have to get through this whole COVID thing and not let it get us too down. Are you feeling any of the corona blues that goes with COVID at all?
I went through that. I went through that for a period of time, stuff like that. I don't know. At this point, I just think I'm just over 2020. I mean, I'm just over it. I'm just over it. It's been a really hard year.
Yeah, it's been a hard year, but 2021 looks like a much, much better year. So do us a favor and call in when you kind of find that ideal house, because it looks like it's there's one kind of around, and oftentimes, you know, it looks like you might get a house that's in a state sale or something that people want to sell, and they sell kind of a little bit cheaper, but it's worth more. I mean, there's a lot of people that live in New York and other places that that their parents have a home in Florida. Those are always good buys, because nobody wants to be managing that house from New York, you know. So
right.
It looks like the house doesn't look like it's available just yet, your ideal home, but pretty soon. So, again, keep your eyes open and, you know, good luck with that. That's a good goal for 2021.
Okay.
You know, once you have a home, everything else feels better.
Yeah. All right. Perfect.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, remember Nicole when she was manifesting where she was going to live?
Yep.
I remember that, you know, and
you
got your dream place, right?
I did.
Now we have to just manifest you getting better pay, okay?
Yeah, no joke. I listen, better pay, better job, either or. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to pull a card or two on you, on your career. Because it does look like a new job here. And one that pays
well,
much
better. Well, that could be loaded too, though. That could be a loaded question, because technically speaking, on like in the first week of January, the new company that purchased my old company is taking over.
Okay, now that looks like, you know, if they don't come up with more salary for you, you're not staying.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely a thing.
Right, so it looks not so much like you're staying with the company you're with. That looks like a change here. So, but a nice change,
cool.
A good change.
Good.
You know,
I like changes.
You know, you're not working any easier, and yet you're not being rewarded for how hard you're working at this point. So.
No.
No, and you know, you're an old soul. Souls don't quit their job. You know, they keep hanging in there. But
yep.
I know you're kind of tired and exhausted, but it looks toward like once this company comes in, give them a few weeks to see how they are, but then start applying for another job if you're not loving it.
Yeah, you know what? I think like part of my issue here too is that, you know, like this is, you know, I helped at one point my company where I'm at or whatever. You know, they started to thrive, and I was a very, very big force in that success. And I didn't get the notoriety that I did. I didn't get the credit that I should have back then. And I think for me, it's more of like a vendetta where, like, now that things have gotten so bad, I want to be part of the solution, and I want to leave on that high note, you know, because at one point it was a great company. You know, I mean, there were shitty people running it, but it was a great company, and a lot of people were happy, and they brought a lot of joy to people, you know, and, you know, it went downhill because of, you know, bad management, bad CEO, bad, you know, like just like bad practices, you know, which they went completely downhill. And I tried to fight the downhill, and, you know, I got smacked for it basically, you know, I mean, but when push came to shove, It was a really, really great company that people were proud of. And I really like, I would love to just leave and go to someplace else. But part of my heart just wants to be like, you know, like at least go back on the rise before that happens. You know, like don't leave on this shit note,
you know, that I was the last of the last, you know, I'd like to be part of the solution first, you know, and then, you know, and then say, okay, good. I'm good with this position, and now I'm leaving now.
Right, exactly. And, you know, just see what happens, but, you know, the cards do show another job, it, you know, like outside of the company you're working now. So, again, give it a try and, get, you know, do what you need to do. But, you know, not necessarily, you know, thinking you're going to stay there forever.
Oh, yeah, no, this is not a forever job at all.
No. And, you know, and try to, like, take your money and run a little bit. Don't let it exhaust you because
okay.
It looks to me like, you know, the job is exhausting you at this point.
Ain't that the truth?
Now, we have Lily in New York, so why don't you share with our listeners what's Lily's story?
All right. Well, Lily is our first-time caller, Cindy. So, you know, she's calling us from New York, and she just has a little bit of a question. She's open to any and all messages, FYI. But just like our last caller, Leslie, her main concern is a home. She's in the process of selling hers. And she just wants to know if you see things going smooth in that direction. So here we go out, our first-time caller. Hopefully she will continue to listen to us. And let's say hi to Lily.
Hello, Cindy. Hi, girl. How are you this evening?
Hi, Lily. Hello. So you're on Long Island, correct?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, you couldn't be selling a home at a better time. They seem to be moving, you know.
Right.
As crazy as that is, it's moving. It actually looks like it looks good. Like you should sell it. What is your main concern about it not selling?
Well, I think just everything that's happening right now with COVID and the time of year, it's Christmas is approaching us, you know, the uncertainty of the times. I was just concerned that, you know, that would be a detriment to possibly selling it, and I was just hoping
No, it actually looks good. It actually looks good in terms of selling. And do you know where you want to be going from here?
Well, we have a different property that we're living in already. So this is the second property that we have that we were hoping to sell.
Yeah, no, it looks like it will sell. So it's good. You actually, you know, with COVID, it actually hasn't been bad in terms of
health.
You know, it looks pretty smooth. When did you put it on the market?
Actually, just to be quite honest with you.
you know, really, it is like the holidays coming, so sometimes that makes it a little slower. But it looks like you should be selling it in the next few months, two to 3 months tops here. It could be sooner than that, actually. So it's not far out, the sale of it. And it's a lovely home, by the way.
Yes.
It looks like it's the person, that people that are going to buy are going to fall in love with it, is what Spirit just said. So, you know, people have to fall in love with a house. And sometimes, you know, I've bought two houses in my entire lifetime, and I only looked at three. So, you know those people, like, you know, they look at 800 houses and they can't make up their mind. That's because they can't make up their mind. But this is the kind of this looks like you're going to have a couple walk in there that are just going to fall in love with it. And kind of
that's how it was for me. That's how I was when I bought the home. It had the most beautiful energy, and I didn't even walk through the entire home, and I already knew in my heart that I wanted to buy it. That's how the energy was in that home.
And that's how they're going to feel as well. So, and you'll be happy because, you know, so it was something I heard in your voice when you said about, is it going to sell? Is that you love the house, okay? It's like when someone has to sell their childhood home or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I was selling my parents' home. Like, don't insult the house because you're not going to get anywhere selling. Tell me you love it and I'll work with you. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. Absolutely.
But
I
don't start insulting it because you think I'm going to lower the price because you're insulting, you know? So
that's right, right.
So these people are going to love it because I know you don't want to turn those keys over to somebody that's not going to love that house the way you did.
No. As I said, It has the most beautiful energy and spirit there, and I just want someone to feel that, which I felt the years that I lived there.
Now, whose mother has passed away, by the way?
My mother's passed.
Right, because she's the one who said she's going to guide the right person into that house, and you'll know that your mom has sent them. Okay, for
and
you.
I also, I want to interrupt a moment. You asked, you know, whose mother passed away, and I just want to tell you that, yes, my mother passed, but it's odd that we're speaking of when I purchased the home. I purchased the home, and the mother of the son and the daughter was selling the house because the their mother
had passed away.
And
right.
her
and
name
you
is
have,
Hannah.
And you
and
have those, you have your mom and that woman, because that woman loved that house too. Okay.
Yes, she did. She did.
So, and your mom loves the house too because you loved it, and she has spent time in spirit in that house. Your mom.
Oh,
quite
yes.
a lot.
Yes.
Quite a lot. So you got these two women guiding the right couple into there. Okay, who are going to love it? But did you ever feel Hannah's presence in that house? Because she
yes.
came down for visiting
yes.
quite a lot in that house.
Yes, she did. Yes, I can honestly tell you. As a matter of fact, the children that sold me the house, there was this beautiful little, it was just something that we plugged in, and it was a Jewish symbol, and it would light up. It wouldn't always light, even though it was plugged in, but the light came on occasionally. And as it did, I always felt her spirit, and they asked me, they said, we ask one thing of you. My mom would love if you could keep this always lit in the electrical outlet. And I says, you've got it. And for all these years, that has always been there, lit. And even my dog, there were times my dog would enter a room and just look up, and her head would go to the left, to the right, and we knew spirit was in the room.
Oh, absolutely, because the card I got was two women that are standing in front of a house, and that's usually a mother, a daughter, or two mothers. So in that house is both your mother and Hannah often, and so they love that house. And and of course, it's going to sell. But it's going to sell just the way that Hannah's children wanted to make sure someone would love that house.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the whole point. They had to sell it. And it's really important when you sell your mother's house or family's
oh, yeah.
house that the people that moving in are going to love it. And what devastated me is when I sold my parents' house was, you know, I don't, didn't think they really were going to love the house, but I thought, okay, it'll be a nice house. But what they did was buy it to, like, fix it up. And, you know, my grandfather had all shrubbery from his house, and it all got put in my parents' house, and it was worth a lot of money, the shrubbery.
Yeah.
And I kept hearing my dead grandfather and my father saying, you better take some of that shrubs with you. And I said, oh, I can't. It belongs to the house. I can't be taking it. Well, these people sold off all the shrubbery separate.
Oh,
and when I drove
goodness.
By, there wasn't one bush. There wasn't one of the things that was my grandfather's or my parents'. And I really felt that they had died when I looked at the house then.
Because
when you sell it to hurt people that aren't going to love it or put love in. And we can, I walk a lot, so I can always tell when somebody loves their home. You know, we can see that little love in the house.
Yes,
but that's
absolutely.
Why Hannah said over her dead body to somebody move in there that doesn't love that house. Okay.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear.
I mean,
that.
She'll haunt somebody out of there if she doesn't think they're right.
God bless her.
So just give it a little time, and your mom misses you, and it is a hard time to talk to people because we are getting near the holiday time.
Yeah.
They tend to be a little sentimental about things.
Oh, yeah.
And your mother says she loves the home you're living in now as well.
Yes, she does. She did. And she's been to the home I'm in now. She was here for about a year and a half and lived with us. So, yes, it was, you know, she always loved this house.
Right. And so she's letting you know that it's good. Letting go is, it's going to be a little harshy also because you're letting go of that part of your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's suddenly that part's totally over.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's really hard Because sometimes, you know, even with your child at home, I'd like to, like, knock on the door and say, can I come in my room? You know, like.
Yeah. You know,
and I want to peek in the closet if the messages I wrote in the closet ever got anybody ever painted over, you know.
Right. So, of course.
But it's a little bit sad to let it go, but you'll get a good price too, what your mom just said. You'll get a good price.
Oh, thank you, Mommy.
I know, she's a sweet lady, and Hannah was a spitfire, by the way.
Hannah was a spitfire from what her children tell me and the neighbor, yes.
Oh, my God, I have to tell you. Your mom is very calm and when she's speaking, but not Hannah. Hannah's like, because Hannah still thinks this is her house, okay?
Yes.
You can't take it with you, but you left that Jewish star lit in there, so she's like making sure that's still her house. So,
She
will have to get that final stamp of approval. So
I hope she does. I hope she does.
And you would have liked her, though, Hannah. You would have liked her.
I would have loved her. Just from hearing from her children, I would have loved her. I know. I have a picture of her, and I saved it, and I really would have loved her. She was a spitfire. Perfect word. A spitfire.
Yeah. Well, you know, because that's what she's coming across to me. And, you know, with a spitfire like that, don't worry, that house is going to sell. And how did you hear about our radio show, by the way, on Long Island?
Well, I get emails from you.
Sure. Did you go to a psychic party at one time?
No. I haven't been to a psychic party, but you and I did have a phone reading many years ago.
That's what I thought, because I said, I think I know Lily. Like,
do
you
remember me?
Oh, yes. I'm like, no, I think I know Lily. Okay.
Cindy,
and
very many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You left a very beautiful impression on me, and I did have my name on your mailing list. And I don't want to use up too much of your time, but can I ask one more question?
Sure.
I have three children, and one of my daughters, sadly, we've been estranged from. And I just wondered if you saw any changes in that relationship coming.
Okay, now, to make you feel a little better about this and not worse, it's kind of common in America if you have three kids, even two aren't talking to you. At least you got two talking to you, okay? You're better than most people, okay? You're better than most people. It's an American trait now for children not to talk to their parents, which is very odd. And, you know, we were kind of the Santa Claus parents, gave them everything, and I'm not sure how this had happened. Your mother said she's working on your daughter, but your daughter's very judgmental.
Oh, God,
Hannah's the one that said, that kid's really judgmental. Like, and your mother kind of, you know, said it a little more gently, but Hannah goes, she's judgmental. And, you know, it's sad because what your mom said is, you know, how much do you miss your mom? You miss her. And, you know, sometimes I'm wondering if American children are ever going to realize how much we did for them or how much they're going to miss us when we're gone, because they don't.
I say that all the time. I have my mom who's no longer here. I would give anything just to have her sit right here, which I know she is, but still, and have a one-on-one. And I think, does my daughter get it? I mean, how long does she think her mom is going to be on this earth? Not for anything, but we never know.
A wake-up call that maybe people aren't going to be here forever. She seems to have some traits of what we call an unfixable here. She's not a Hitler 1 to 10, but like a 3 out of 10, where she can be very manipulative and judgmental and not always accountable for her own actions.
Yes,
those are inborn traits. You didn't give them to her. She came with those traits. And, you know, when she's unhappy, she tends to blame everybody for her unhappiness and everything else. And your mother says she's doing okay. Just as a mom, you probably want to know your daughter's doing okay.
Yes, I do know that.
She's doing okay. But your mother said she's tried to work on this, but she said your daughter just doesn't listen. Okay, so they're going to still try. But, you know, don't try not to take this personally. At least you have two other kids verifying that you're a good mother. Okay?
Yes.
Imagine if you only had the one.
No, God forbid, truly.
Right, God forbid. You would have thought, oh, my God, was I the most terrible mother in the world? She's, you know, your mother's hoping she'll wake up soon, but this is something that your mom says, don't take it personally, because yeah. you were a good mother. There's a little bit of jealousy showing up here, that she was a little bit of jealous of you.
Yes, she has that trait, sadly. I hate to say that, but yes.
She's
it's
jealous
a trait.
And envious. Yes. And those are things that, like, put it this way. She envies you and she's jealous of you. And the only thing that she can get even with you on this is that you're going to feel like you weren't a good mother, which is something you really wanted to be. And so she's
yes.
making you feel like you weren't a good mother, because you're good at everything, your mother said. You tried, you do maximum effort, you try to do your best. And
yes.
here's a child making you feel like you weren't a good mother. That's the
yes.
only way she can disempower you. That's the only weapon she has left, to her, you know. And it's sad, because later on when she's older and you're not here, you know, it may hit her that, you know, oh, my God, you know, my mom really had my back. My mom really was someone who cared about me. And,
yeah.
you know, it hurts, you know, your other family members, too. I mean, this is hurting
yes.
everybody.
Yes.
And
well, she doesn't speak
to
anybody. She doesn't speak to her siblings, her dad. She doesn't speak to any of us at all.
And
it's very sad, because three of my, you know, I have six grandchildren, three from my younger daughter and three from the daughter that I'm estranged from. So it breaks my heart, because I don't get to see my three grandchildren.
Well, also she will get back what she gave, because when you teach a child it's okay to cut your mom and dad out and your family members, you think her children aren't going to learn that message? And they're
yeah.
going to resent later on when they grow up that she deprived them of her grandparents and her aunts and her and their cousins. Okay,
yeah.
like
yeah.
eventually they're going to be upset about it. Your mom said she's working on her, but she tends to think she's right in what she's doing for whatever reason she's concocted in her mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's difficult. So your mom feels terrible, because your mom taught people to be close to each other. This is not.
Oh, my God. My mother and father were all about family, unity, love, loyalty. This goes against everything that they believed in.
Do you miss your dad as well, by the way? Because your dad
got really
upset.
My dad was my best friend. I miss my dad with all of my heart and soul. He was my sweet buddy. Yes, very much.
They're upset by this. And the only thing, you know, they know not what she knows not what she does. You can't take it personally. It's about her and her unhappiness. And she really sees the world with a self-serving lens. So she kind of believes what she says, even though it's not truthful. And, you know, hopefully they'll be able to work on her a little bit. But in the meantime, your mother said, don't let her rain on your parade.
That's what my mother would say, yeah.
And Hannah said she's going to kick her in the butt, you know.
I know, she needs
I wouldn't want Hannah haunting me, I'm telling you right now. You know.
Oh, she's a fun lady, I'm telling you. It was always, the spirit in the house was always positive and loving, always.
Loving. And she would have, it would have broken Hannah's heart if one of her children did not talk to her. It would have literally broken her heart. And
yes,
it does break
children.
Our heart. And, you know, your daughter's a mother now. Like, I can understand when people judge their parents harshly until they have kids of their own. Once you have kids of your own, you kind of realize this is a lot harder than I thought it was, you know. And
yeah.
you tone down some of your judgments, and you begin to realize, like, sometimes what they did, they were afraid. They wanted us to live to tell. There's things that you forgive. And even if they screamed at you or whatever, you realize, you know, it's stressful to be a mother or a father.
Yeah.
So. It's funny, because your mother said karma's a bitch, and means that one of her children is going to give her a run for her money too, and that's not what your mom would want to see, but it's just the way that life is.
History tends to repeat itself, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. And because that's how God wants us to stop with our judgments.
Yeah.
He puts us in the same position. so that we can see what we did or what we judged.
That's right. That's right.
Well, do us a favor and call in again. And thank you for, like,
sharing.
I will.
Thank you for being so generous with your time. You're an absolute sweetheart. I love you. You're very, very kind.
I love you.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Now, Nicole, don't I have the best job? Everybody says I love you to me. Isn't that wonderful? I just love that. It's nice to have the clients that I have. And, well, we have Sharon in New York, and she's open to any messages. Okay, so I don't know where Nicole is right now, but I will.
Oh, you got me?
Yeah. Okay, so we have Sharon, and she's from New York. She's called in before?
No, she is another first-time caller. We're getting a lot of new people, Cindy. I hope it's all new. I love that.
I love that. You know, sometimes it's the tags. I put different tags on the show, so I don't know. Maybe those tags work this week.
Hey, listen, they're working. So we've got Sharon. Sharon is in New York, and she's open to any messages about 2021 as well, Cindy. She just wants to know what gives, and is there something good coming up for her? So here we go, out to Sharon.
Hi.
Hello, Sharon. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Sharon. I know everybody seems to be anxious. Like, what's going to be 2021? Like, 2020 is kind of a pause year, okay? It was just a pause and re-choose again and reset our life. So you actually have a couple of choices that might be given you in 2020 that are actually going to be interesting and good. You don't have any bad cards here. There are some changes showing up. I hope you're up for some changes because there's a little bit of changes that are going to take place, but nothing bad here. Everything pretty good. Money looks okay here. Have you been worrying about it this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a card about, you know, the money, a little bit money worry, but it looks better in 2021. There's a lot of worry cards coming up. You know, was this a year that caused you a great deal of worry? Because it's more worry cards than I'd like to see in a first spread of cards.
Yeah, I have a lot of worries right now. Yeah.
Okay. And good, because those are going to start changing. The money, I just got a better money card for you in general, so that's a good thing. And it looks like a much more peaceful year than this one has been. You know, and you need a little bit of courage, because this has been a hard year for you. Like, I mean, it's not been an easy year for a lot of people, but yours looks harder than other people that I've seen recently. You know, in all honesty, some people saying that it's a hard year just because they can't go to a bar, you know what I mean? Like, that's not a hard year to me, okay? That's bullshit, okay? But yours actually looks like this was a kick in the ass year for you. And now,
the last couple years have been.
okay, and it shows, like, are you working now?
No, I'm disabled.
Okay, that's why the money looks like a little difficult. Do you want to do something a little bit, even though you're disabled? I know you can make a little money when you're disabled still.
I wish. I just don't know how.
Okay. Well,
I've got to get my health in order.
Okay, because that looks like once you do that, better money. The changes are good. They're not bad here. What's going on with your love life?
It's absent.
Okay, because I don't see much here, okay? Would you like that? Because that's a change here. I know you want to get everything in order before love, but it looks to me like love would be something that would make you very happy if it came into your life. Are you ready for that?
Well, I don't even know how it left, actually. It's, you know, I moved across the country and kind of left everything and trying to straighten it out and thought I had a relationship, and now it's not here.
Okay. And that's 2020 is a year where the relationships are ending. it's kind of like if they weren't meant to be, they're ending. But this looks like once you settle into, remember, I said you had a lot of change and choices here showing up. But choosing again, like that's what this year's about. So, you know, you made this big move, and are you choosing to try to be happy here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't have a choice. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I could see that, but it looks like it's not, you didn't make a mistake. I don't know if you're feeling like you did, but it looks like ultimately this could be a nice place for you to live. And, you know, it does look like some meeting someone and, you know, this person looks like monetarily they, you know, they have money. Perhaps you'll be doing some work with this person. So I know we're kind of hard to meet anybody now, but don't put it out of your mind that you that about a relationship. I want you to keep focusing a little bit on that because it will come. And just the there's a lot of changes, and that's why there's a lot of anxiety showing in your picture because most people don't like big changes, and there's a lot of change here. Okay, but
yeah,
none of
what kind of changes?
Well, just that you moved and all of that. That's a lot of change for people.
Yeah.
And so now adjusting to that change is what's showing here. And
yeah.
You will. Have you tried to, I know it's hard to meet anybody now, but have you met any neighbors or friends here?
No, not really.
Okay, because that's a change that I see here too. Meeting some people would be nice,
I'm trying to get my stuff, you know, my personal items that are still out of town, trying to figure out a way to get them here. And I don't know if I have a better place to live here. I don't know.
Right. And just put it out a little bit to the universe to help you here. It looks like you will get some of your stuff back, you know, get it there. When you got that, you feel a little more at home. So let's get that going your way.
Right.
It's really nothing bad in your cards. It's just a lot of unsettledness. And that's something that as 2021 approaches looks like a lot more settled and peaceful here. So you keep, you know, holding on to that thought and keep your, you know, keep your spirits up a little bit because it can get really depressing during COVID for people, this whole thing. It's like a little bit overwhelming.
Well, it's that on top of all the other things, you know. So it has been very hard. It is very hard.
Right. No, it's been a hard year for like a lot of people, but just hang in there, okay? Nothing looks bad here. It just looks like you will get your stuff back. Is it that you need to get the money to get the stuff?
Right, everything, yeah. I don't have any way to do it. I don't have the money. You know, everything takes money.
Right, of course it does. Of course it does. And it looks eventually like some of that will switch around and change for you. You actually have a pretty good 5-year period opening up. You called the Wheel of Fortune, which is a good 5-year period. And try to visualize how you're going to get this your life moving forward. You need to make some new friends there too. That will help. Because somehow when you have some new people in your life, they help make miracles happen. You know, someone knows someone that can help you with something, you know.
That's what's been really hard is because I've left my home, you know, where I have my friends and my things, and I lost my home. And so it's been really tough. I came out here to be with my daughter and my grandkids, and that's been very difficult. Do you see any of that getting better? Or I just have some concerns about my grandchildren.
Yeah, and they kind of need you here. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Sometimes when God takes something from us and we land in a place, it's because our energy is needed there. It's a little difficult because they're not your kids. They're your daughter's kids, so you can't always say something. But, you know, one of them looks like a pretty big concern here.
Yes.
And,
big concern, and I don't even know what to do about it. It's bad.
Yeah, well, I would just kind of put that out to the universe to help you with this situation. But you've been brought back not just because you're in financial, ruin at this point. You're brought back because they really do need you there.
Yeah, and I don't want to let them down, So I'm trying to figure out a way to get well and get strong enough to be able to help them,
But even just being there and being your energy and your light and someone that they could talk to is important.
Yeah, that's been difficult. That's been difficult right there.
Right, of course it is. I have a client coming closing at 8:15. I'm just going to have to get that door just a second. She came early.
Okay.
Never fails. It never fails.
Okay. All right. So,
it never fails, right?
It never fails, okay? So I say 8:15, but that's okay. It happens. I'm glad she's safely here. But, I think your beacon of light is needed for these children, not just to talk, just to be there, and not to worry what you can do for them physically. It's more just your presence. So,
yeah, and I've got a lot of things trying to keep me away from them, and that's not good.
Right.
So.
So the universe is going to work on that for you and, push you forward. Can you do me a favor and call in a few weeks and let us know if you kind of figured out why your God put you back where you are?
Yeah, I already know.
Uh-huh.
I know. I saw that when I got here. I was in shock, and
yep.
I was sick to my stomach, and I'm like, oh God, and not having the strength and everything that I had when I was younger,
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, and that's just for now. Just be you. Just be there. You don't have to do anything more than just be yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. And, call in again
and
let us know what happens,
Yeah.
We're going to have.
That's what I appreciate. I was hoping, maybe some message from heaven, to tell me, give me some advice.
Yeah.
What to do.
You're in the right. It's the divine timing, okay? Right time and space. But now you have to ask the universe, you put me here and now help guide me to help these children.
Right.
That's really important.
Yeah.
So.
If
good
I was stronger, healthy, then I would be.
And again, I don't think you need to be strong and healthy right now. You need to just be there. And observe and be there.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. We're going to just say goodbye to you so we can say goodbye to our audience before they knock us off the air.
Okay,
good luck
so
to calling again. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Now, Nicole, I'm going to put Debbie Tony on for 1 minute before our show ends. Oops. Okay, let me see. Hello, Debbie Tony, you're on the air.
I'm here.
Okay, so what's up? How you doing?
Just wanted to tell you I love you. I know the show is ending, but I just want you to know how much I appreciate you and congratulations on everything that you're doing in your life because you are such an inspiration, and I just love you.
Oh, thank you. Now, didn't I tell you I have the best job? People tell me all day long, I love you.
And I love you too, Nicole. You're a sweetie.
Oh, we love Nicole. Nicole knows we love her. Nicole knows that we massively love her. I mean, come on. She's the best. But Debbie Tony, Debbie Tony, by the way, is referring to the fact that my play called To the Zoom and Back, which we were working on got picked up to be a finalist in a theater festival that's going to be a Zoom play, and it's going to be starring Debbie Tony and Peter Muir and me. I have a tiny little part.
So that's what she's excited about, and we're very excited about it too. So that's the good news. So we're trying to make things happen even in the middle of COVID.
Yes, and please make sure everybody votes. Everybody has to vote. We only have until December 15th to vote.
Vote for the Best of Long Island Press. You can go to the Best of Long Press and go to services and scroll down to psychic and click on my name. I would love if you did that. I have not had any time this year to promote other than what's on my email. I just put it on my email. But I have,
but
like,
you're always
not
modest
had any,
anyway. You never promote it.
I don't have any time. I mean, I have like no time. This has been, everyone's, maybe they slowed down. Well, my business has gone crazy. Trying to do the plays, and people keep asking me, can I squeeze them in? And I'm like, you don't understand. Like, I'm doing 8 and 9 readings a day. I'm exhausted. I'm burning out over here, you know. And also, the COVID numbers are up. I was supposed to do 2 psychic parties this week, and one canceled for Friday because people that were supposed to go in there, their family members tested positive. And yesterday I was leaving my house at 4 o'clock to be at a psychic party at 5 when they called me to say that the Board of Health has called them because they were exposed to COVID. And thank God, you see how spirit protects me. I didn't go there. So,
And you got a night off.
I got a night off, and they felt so bad. They wanted to pay me. I'm like, no. I'm so glad. I'm grateful to have a night off, and thank you for trying to keep me safe. I appreciate it, you know. So, so we have to be a little careful during this because the numbers are up. So be careful. Wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands. And it's, you know, unfortunately back in full swing.
Okay.
So, you know, which is a little scary. Well, they're going to knock us off in 32 seconds. So good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.